Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Sexually Liberated Woman podcast gets love from ShockRubs. ShockRubs makes beautiful, handcrafted sexual wellness products from 100% pure crystal. Crystals are a natural, earth-made material that help to awaken higher levels of consciousness, work through emotional imbalances, and heal deep core wounding. Take all of that, put it in sex toy form, and you've got yourself a mighty orgasmic tool. I have my own chakra that's made of 100% rose quartz, which is this really beautiful soft pink colored crystal that helps me cultivate self-love, opens my heart chakra, and heightens my capacity to feel pleasure. And my orgasms are incredible. So if you want to bring sacredness and a little witchiness to your erotic life, head to ShockRubs.com and use the code LIBERATION to get 10% off your purchase. That's ChakRubs.com, promo code LIBERATION. And may your orgasms be plentiful. Hey everyone, welcome to the Sexually Liberated Woman podcast. I'm Evian Whitney, and every other episode, I'll be giving you a quickie, a short and sweet episode where I share with you a personal story from my own sexual liberation journey. This week, I'm feeling a little nostalgic. Whenever September rolls around, I start getting really sentimental, which is a combination of a lot of things. The realization that summer, my favorite season, is quickly coming to an end. The realization that the year is quickly coming to an end. And the fact that my birthday is coming up really soon. My birthday is actually next week, and I've been thinking a lot about my younger self, the person I was before I started all of this sexual self-discovery. When I was 15, you couldn't tell me nothing. I thought I was grown and I thought I knew everything about everything, particularly sex, which at the time I thought I was handling really well. But there was so much I didn't understand, like consent and pleasure and how my sexual body worked and what exactly a clitoris was. When I look back on those times now, honestly, I was kind of a mess, and it's hard not to judge myself. On the one hand, I should have known better. On the other, I didn't have any sexual role models that would have taught me any better. If I had had someone in my life back then who would have shown me the ropes, who would have been an unbiased advocate for my pleasure and my emotional sexual well-being, if there had been someone who would have let me know that there wasn't anything wrong with me, that I was just a horny teenager with a lot of misinformation about sex, I'm certain that who I am as a sexual woman today would be so, so different. But of course, I can't turn back time. I can only move forward. And one way I've been able to move forward is by writing letters to myself. It's corny, but writing letters to my younger self has helped me forgive myself for all the stupid mistakes I made back then, for all the things I didn't know. Writing letters to my younger self has helped me find compassion for my journey and also sexual healing. This is actually something I give to my clients as an assignment. I truly believe that we can't begin to move on to become the sexually liberated women we want to be if we don't acknowledge and forgive who we were and how that brought us here. We don't need to judge ourselves. We don't need to punish ourselves. We need to forgive ourselves. That's where the healing begins. So in honor of my 29th birthday next Thursday, I wanted to read a letter I wrote last year to my younger self, telling her all the things I wish she would have heard back then about sex and sexuality. Teenage Evian probably would have rolled her eyes at this, but it's honest and important. Thanks for letting me share it with you. All the things I tell my younger self about sex. First, I want to start off by saying, you are not a slut. You are not a heathen. You are not a juvenile delinquent. All of this has been alluded to you by now because you lost your virginity so young. But please believe me, having sexual desires or opening your legs to people you care about does not make you a horrible person. Do you know what it makes you? It makes you a natural, normal teenage girl with unruly hormones. Sex is a natural part of life. Sex is a beautiful part of who you are. Celebrate it. Experiment with it. Just be safe about it. And by safe, I don't mean that you need to use protection, which, yes, that is important, but I mean something else. You probably don't want to hear this, but you maybe shouldn't have sex until you're older. Not because you might get pregnant, not because you might get an STD, but because you're too sweet. I know you try and play like you're bad, but at the core of who you are is an innocent girl who is tender-hearted and highly sensitive. Having somebody enter you is no small thing, and I don't think you'll ever be able to fully understand the impact sex has on your spirit until you're a little bit older. So even though you're not going to, you probably should wait at least until you're 18. But notice that I didn't use the word abstinent. Abstinence, as you've been taught, is not just about not having sex. It's about overriding and completely ignoring your sexual desires with the idea that the stronger your faith in God, the easier it'll be to just say no. I'll be frank with you. I think that's bullshit. Being abstinent for you is not an option. It will do nothing but distract from something that is much more pervasive than mind over matter. Abstinence will create for you the perfect breeding ground for shame and self-hatred. It's not healthy to try to ignore or control your body. It's not healthy to try to deny a part of you that is natural and amazing. So don't even try that. Instead, do things that celebrate and explore your sexuality that don't necessarily involve other people. Things like masturbation, hump things, write about your horny fantasies, figure out what turns you on by conducting your own sexy experiments. All of this is to say, explore your sexuality on your own terms. You've been given some not so subtle ideas that you can only access your sexuality through a man's sexuality, specifically the man you're supposed to wait for. Again, that is bullshit. You are a powerful sexual being. Your radiant sexuality isn't solely activated by a man's touch, and you don't have to envision yourself marrying someone to explore it. Please explore yourself and other people's sexual expressions too. Make out with boys and girls. Be interested in others' explorations of sex, like the girls playing kissy-kissy in school. It's okay to be curious, and it's important that you see the many different expressions of sexuality, both the good and the ill-fitting. There's no harm in it. Sex doesn't always have to be so serious all the time. And keep watching Blind Date. You're not conscious of it yet, but this innocent curiosity is giving you vivid glimpses of adult sexuality, however inaccurate. But probably the most important thing that I can tell you is that you can say no. Even if it makes him mad, even if he threatens to break up with you, even if he calls you names, you can say no. You can say no mid-act. You can say no after you said yes. You can say no if it hurts, and sex should never hurt. You should say no if you are ever feeling uncomfortable, unvalued, unsafe. Sex is not something that is done to you. Sex is collaborative. It is meant to be enjoyed. If you're not enjoying it, if you want it to stop, use your voice. Fuck his feelings and his tears. Yours are more important. There's just a few quick things I want to mention before I end this letter. 1. Your pussy smells 100% normal. Stop dousing it with perfume. 2. Orgasm is one of those things you cannot fake till you feel it. Sorry. 3. You don't need birth control. You need to understand your ovulation cycle. 4. Stop slut-shaming. Being a prude is not holier than being a slut. 5. Don't try to mimic porn stars. Be you. 6. What you're using as a dildo is not safe, though I give you props for being creative. 7. Your clitoris. Find it. Play with it. And tell your lovers about it. 8. Porn is just erotica in motion. 9. Sexual harassment is not a form of flattery. Tell him to fuck off. 10. Pee after you have sex every single time. 11. Despite what you've heard, sex is a direct pathway to God. 12. You're not straight, by the way. 13. About all those pregnancy scares, you're doing the best you can. 14. Sex will never be for you the way it is in the movies, and that's a good thing. 15. Look at your vulva and stick your fingers in your vagina. It's not gross. And lastly, you'll never guess what you end up being when you grow up. Hey, I'm curious. What would you tell your younger self about sex? If you could go back in time and teach her about sexuality, what would you teach her? What words of advice did you desperately need to hear back then? I'd like to challenge you to write a letter about that this week. Not to judge or to punish, but to give guidance and love and forgiveness. Especially forgiveness. And if you'd like to share what you wrote, I'd love to hear it. Record your voice and send me the file via email at evian@sexloveliberation.com, and I may just feature it on an upcoming episode. So that's evyan@sexloveliberation.com. Record your voice telling me what you wish you could tell your younger self about sex, and try to keep it under a minute if you can. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening to the Sexually Liberated Woman podcast. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, share it with a friend or leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Leaving reviews helps others find the podcast, but also helps others find sexual liberation, which is a win-win, I think. As for me, Evian, you can find me on my blog, sexloveliberation.com, where I write essays about sex, sensuality, and erotic power. I'm also on Instagram at evian.whitney, that's E-V-Y-A-N, period, W-H-I-T-N-E-Y, where I'm capturing moments of brazen femininity and sexuality throughout the day. And if you want to be a sexually liberated woman, go to sexloveliberation.com/SLW, and maybe I'll be chatting with you about your journey of erotic empowerment someday. See you in the next episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.